Alright, Shavuot said good morning. So we are picking up. We are picking up on page Nun. So remember, again, so far we've been spending a significant amount of time speaking about the statement of Hillel. Im ein ani li mili ukisha ani la atzmi ma ani ve'im lo achshav ein masai. So we've already defined according to the Shari Tshuva, dim ein ani li mili. We've discussed ve'im ani la ash ukisha ani la atzmi ma ani, and now we come to the last phrase. If not now, when? So says the Rav Yonah something very beautiful. So in paragraph on page Nun, the second paragraph on the page. If not now, when? What does this mean? Ein ra'i li la'acher yom o yomayim yishtadlusi b'tiku nafshi. It is important that I not delay for a day or two. Some type of hishtadlusi, my effort. B'tiku nafshi, to fix my soul, ubekvias itam l'torah, and setting aside time to learn. So according to Rabbi Yonah, the simple idea is, if I know that something has to be done, specifically in the spiritual realm, I should not kick the can down the road. I should make sure to get it done, make sure to take care of whatever it is needs to get taken care of. Kim Omer, because if a person says, you know what, I know what I have to take care of for my neshama, I know that I have to set aside time for learning, but I'm just going to wait until I have a little bit more time, I'm just going to wait until I have a little bit more money, I'm just going to wait until it's a little bit better timing. Hine tirdas ha'olam einan poskos. The Rabbi Yonah says, just know, which is a very profound klal. Life doesn't get easier. Life only gets more complicated. So if you're waiting for things to slow down, if you're waiting for things to become a little less complicated, you'll wait a lifetime and it ain't gonna happen. It's just not the way that life works. Kimo sha'am Rabbi Sinan Zichron Livracha, as Chazal taught us, al tomar l'cheshe'epane eshne, don't say when you have time, I will learn, Shema lo tipane, because perhaps he will never find time. So the idea, according to the first interpretation, says Rabbi Yonah, very simple idea, do not procrastinate. Procrastination is the worst enemy of the Jew. If something needs to get done, do it now. Because if you delude yourself into thinking that at some future time, there'll be more time, right? There'll be more money, things will be easier, things will be slower, just simply not the way the world works. And all that ends up happening is, you don't end up accomplishing the things you need to. Next, paragraph Chav Zayin, Vashenis. So we'll see, now that Rabbi Yonah says, there's another interpretation of this phrase, V'im lo achshav emasai, if not now when. He says, Acharei asher ye'esof v'yichnos, od yichsof le'esof. There's another reason I will say why. If you don't take advantage of the present moment, things don't get done. Why? Because if you go ahead and you spend your time, like people say, we hear this all the time, person says, you know, of course I know I have to focus on my ruchness, to focus on my spirituality, but not now. Now is the time that I need to make money. Now is the time I need to be successful. Now is the time I need to go ahead and build my career. He says Rabbi Yonah, if that becomes your mindset, then something, there's an important change that occurs within the individual, which is that if money or parnaso or gashmius, if that becomes the priority, once you set those priorities for yourself, it's very difficult to change those priorities at a different time. Kimo Shomer Rav Sinai Zichron Livracha, he says, I'm sorry, let me translate that phrase. Acher sheyesof yichnos, if a person ultimately, again, has this desire to acquire, od yichsof lesof, he will consistently and continuously desire to acquire. Meaning, again, I will say, if that becomes my goal in life, we know this. We know this because very often for many of us, the goals or the hierarchies that we create when we're young follow us into our older years, even though we know they need to be adjusted. But yet they still remain in place because it's so hard to change that hierarchy of priorities. And he says over something amazing, Kimo Shomer Rosin is Chorom Levrach, as Chazal say, Ein Adam Yotze Min Ha'olam V'chatzi Ta'avasa B'yadam. We'll say most people leave this world and they haven't satisfied half of the taivas they had. In other words, most people leave this world materially unfulfilled. Yesh biyado mana, because the way people work is, if I have $100 in my hand, then what? Misavala sosa masayim. Right? Remember, so you know, before you have that 100, all you want is what? All you want is the 100. I'll be so happy once I have the 100. Until you get the 100, suddenly again, you want the 200, you want the 1,000. They both say, I want to be clear on something. That by itself is not necessarily a bad thing. Remember, again, that drive for success, that drive for more is important. It's a good thing. That's what pushes us to not be complacent with where we are in life. Just a person has to be careful that that doesn't overtake everything else. So he goes on, he says, Hisiga yodam asayim misavilasosam arbameos. And once you get your 200, then what? You have to figure out how to make it 400. V'chein kasuv ohev kasef lo yisba kasef. He who loves money will never have enough money. So we'll say, so second interpretation of imlo achshav emasa, if you don't do it now, then when, is just an important idea, says Rabbi Yonah, about priorities. That if your priority is not spirituality, but the priority ultimately is my money, is my materialism, just understand that's going to be most probably your priority for life. Can people change their priorities? Of course they can. But it's a Herculean task. So instead of going through the traumatic ordeal of changing priorities, instead think hard before we establish our priorities in the first place. Next, paragraph Chavches, Vashlichis. We'll say the third interpretation is Hazman Mimsmait Vahamalacha Meruba. We'll say this is a very profound yesod. There's very little time and there's a lot to do. What does this mean? Meleches HaTorah V'tikun HaNefesh V'Hasagas HaMailos. Remember again, there is so much work to do in terms of Torah to be learned, Tikun HaNefesh, uplifting or elevating our soul, Hasagas HaMailos, climbing to different spiritual levels, Kimo Ava V'Hayira V'Hadvekus. We have to cultivate within ourselves a love of Hashem, a reverence of Hashem, an ability to cling to God. These are serious tasks. Hayom katzar v'hamalacha meruba. So we'll say, so this is the third interpretation. If I know that something has to get done, specifically in the spiritual realm, do it now. You know why? Because we'll say, we often assume that time, I've said this a number of times, we often assume that time is an infinite renewable resource. What's the big deal? If I don't get it done today, there's always tomorrow. Don't get it done tomorrow, there's always next week. Don't get it done next week, there's next year. We'll say, but as we get older and we become more sensitive to the realities around us, we know that time is a finite, non-renewable resource. And we know not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store for us. We know not how many years we have, how much time we have. And therefore, again, it says to Rabbeinu Yonah, Im lo achshav emasai. Time is fleeting, goes by quickly, and no matter how much money you have, you can't make more of it. So if something needs to be accomplished, if something needs to get done, do it now. Next, Harivius, paragraph Chavtes. Kasher yichacher tikun nafsho, yikra'ehu avon, v'ikashal ba'averos tamir. So this is actually amazing. When you delay in doing the things that you have to do, all types of stuff occur. Let's say, what does that mean? You see, it's not the pshat. If I know that I have to accomplish certain things spiritually, but I delay doing those things. So it's not just the pshat that I remain in some type of, you know, pariv state. What ends up happening is, you know, the field is wide open for all kinds of stuff. So if I delay taking positive, proactive spiritual steps, what ends up happening is, if I'm not moving forward on both sides, there's only one way. I'm moving backwards. So if I delay taking the positive, proactive, spiritual steps, then by definition, I'm backsliding through the commission of sin. Let's do one more. Hachamishes, paragraph Lamed. Be'ichor tikun ha'nefesh. I will say, there's another reason why delaying my dynamic spiritual activity that I'm supposed to be doing is so detrimental, because if I delay fixing my soul, if I delay advancing myself, if I delay taking the steps I know I need to take, hayetzer holechu miskaber. Shiro said, this is an incredible yisod. Every moment that I am not bolstering my yetzer hatov, my nefesh, my neshama, the good energies within me, the yetzer hara is bolstering itself. Meaning, remember, life is a constant tug of war. So if I am not pulling the rope in my direction, then by definition, there's an other forces at play that are pulling my rope in their direction. So that's this yisod as well. When I put off fixing my neshama, the yitzahara is holechu miskader. It goes and it becomes stronger. The yiksha alav letaki nafsho acharekin. And also here's the amazing part. The more I delay the cultivation of my spirituality and the uplifting of my neshama, the more difficult it becomes to actually accomplish these things. He goes on, Kimo Shekasov, Vehine Allah Kulo Kimshonim. As the Pasuk in Mishlei says, if you don't cultivate the field, what ends up happening? The thorns sprout up everywhere. V'amru says, Zichron Levracha, Chazal say, Kasha Yetzer Kasher Ba'aveira, Yidne Ke'inyan Aminos. And once the Yitzhahara gets good traction, it's hard to reverse any of those gains. So we'll say, so in this fifth interpretation, the Rabbeinu Yonah teaches us this idea that if I delay engaging in the positive, proactive, spiritual steps that I need to take, just know at the end of the day, the Yetzirah is gaining his traction. The Yetzirah gains its traction at that time. There's no such thing as a void that remains pariv. If there's not good activity, then by definition, you know, Rabbi Nachman has a beautiful verse in this week's parasha where he explains that paro, the whole episode, the whole sichsoch, the whole back and forth with Moshe and with paro, ultimately, again, is a paradigm or is a metaphor for the ongoing struggle between the Jew and the Yetzirah. That's why the Torah spends so much time discussing that narrative. So therefore, again, what happens? Paro never lets you go. Paro never lets you go. The Yetzirah never says, okay, I'm done with you. You're free to go on. And right? Even when the Yetzirah says, I yield, what happens? 30 seconds later, he's back with a vengeance. And not only that, even when you leave Egypt, even when you leave his clutches, what happens? He wakes up, and what is he going to do? He gets his whole army together and runs after you. So if you don't take the opportunity to engage in positive, dynamic, spiritual activity now, that void will be filled by the Yetzirah. So stop over here. We'll pick up with, again, there are 9 interpretations. He gives you this last piece. We'll pick up with the 6th in Eretz Hashem on Monday.